But yeah, I realize most women really care too much about signs and shit, like the whole zodiac shit. Like, cause as soon as I tell them, "Oh, I'm a Gemini," you crazy? I don't like you. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that shit about stupid as fuck to me.
Yeah, like, yo, like, it's really not that serious. Just cause your orbital moon is in like Rice Krispie or some shit doesn't mean I'm just saying, like, doesn't mean that I'm a bad guy because my stars aligned on the day I was born. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on, nigga, give me a chance. I'm not one of those other niggas you fucked with. Now, if you do sound
like a fuck nigga, that's what you just sounded like.
But what if I'm not though?
Hey, but the way you put yourself out there is the way people gonna perceive it.
Well, that's not my fault. Alright, cause
fuck nigga.
Yeah, fucking green handing. I just be chilling. Right? I just be cooling.
That's what fuck niggas be saying too. They be like, they be like, man, I just be cooling it and shit. Like, I don't even be in the mix like that.
But I really don't though.
That's what fuck niggas be sounding like too.
Yo,
I ain't like them other niggas you be fucking with. Like, I don't even be in the mix like that. Like, you just sound like a straight fuck nigga.
Yo, first of all, sad part is I hate clubs. All right. Like, I'm not really big on going out like that. I like to go get some food. All right. I ain't really with the whole bullshit. All
right.
If I sound like a light skinned nigga, it is what it is. But hey, man.
I don't get fucked.
You shut your ass up.
Like, shit, I was gonna let it slide.
You know what? You know what?
I actually like long walks in the park, like, head ass, nigga.
Man, fuck
you defending being a fuck nigga for. It's okay.
But I'm fuck nigga free, though.
That didn't sound as good as you thought it was gonna sound.
I'm delivered, my boy. Like, I used to be a fuck nigga, but I'm fuck.
Are you elevated,
free.
Bro?
Yes, bro.
You healed?
Yes, I've evolved to my next state.
So I know you seen that fucking DDG hit up Ruby Rose, and she was like, "Oh, just like you to hit me up when y'all going through an argument." He's like, "Ah, you right. Let me heal. Let me heal first."
Oh, that's funny. Cold blooded. Yeah, that was some emotional damage right there.
Yeah, I'm
he
good.
Said, all right, I got something for that ass. Bro, this nigga pulled a Yu-Gi-Oh trap card out the ass. Nah, for real. But, yeah. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy, Jew, a.k.a. the Young Granny Slayer, a.k.a. the Panty Player, a.k.a. the MILF Taker. And I also got my main man.
It's your boy Nate on the mic. And welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I got the alpha shades because I'm an alpha today, nigga. It's over with.
And for the record, we have no alpha conversations
at all. I just wanted to feel like an alpha today.
But first things first, before we do anything, before we get into these juicy topics that we have today, a word from our sponsors, man. All right. First things first. Chris Brown, we talked about this last episode, which
was an audio episode.
So, yeah, you
know, yeah. I definitely need to go check that out. All, you know, streaming platforms.
But even when we talked about it, Chris Brown came out and said more things afterwards that added more context to the situation.
Yeah.
And what he was talking about. So now what I like to call it a PR tour, a second or third PR tour, because, you know, it's been like 10 years, however long since this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
But first of all, before I get into anything, let me actually pull these up, because these were the Instagram post set. Shout out to Poetic Flacco, though.
I hate that nigga, but shout out to
yeah,
that.
I mean, he good with the journalism, though.
I can't be mad at it. I respect him. Like, I respect him. He is a good man at his craft, all right? I give him that.
Okay, so first of all, I didn't think the reason why we talking about it again is because I didn't think we dug deep enough the first time. Would you separate any, if would you separate these situations? Chris Brown whole thing is like, why y'all still scolding me about this, but y'all tune in to Zeus to watch Blueface and Christian Rock. Do you personally think those situations are different? Because we never actually got to that the first time.
Before I answer that, she just looked toxic as fuck. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody
she
says.
She straight up said, he beats women.
Yeah, like, she's toxic. No, I don't trust anything that comes out of her mouth. But one... Okay, repeat the question to me one more time. I do apologize.
Would you separate Chris Brown's situation back in the day?
Okay.
To people tuning in to Zeus to watch Christian Rock and Blueface fucking fight and argue every Tuesday or wherever.
If I'm being completely objective, I do feel like Blueface is actually worse. Like, the Blueface and Christian situation is worse.
How so?
Because this shit has been dragged out for the longest. Like, granted, the whole domestic violence situation with Chris Brown and Rihanna, that shit happened one time only. They talked about it. Don't get me wrong. It was dragged out. But this shit right here,
yeah,
you never really heard anything else about Chris Brown. Don't get me wrong, there has been allegations that came out, you know, but they was really never taken serious because obviously either they were handled outside of court or, you know, there was no evidence supporting
those
claims.
Yeah, he more so been beating niggas' ass.
Yeah, oh God. So, like, I'm just saying, like, in those regards, yeah, there is a difference because I'm clearly just going to say Blueface and Christian is definitely worse. They're like the modern day Bobby and Whitney. Just minus the coke.
No, I thought it was crack, but
either way, they were smoking some deadly shit. All right, either smoking or snorting. But realistically speaking, yeah, that shit, in my opinion, is way worse than the Chris Brown and Rihanna shit because they wasn't getting paid off of their, like,
they wasn't capitalizing off of domestic violence. Yeah.
That's the only reason where I, like, draw the line in the sand.
Okay, I mean, I can get that perspective, actually. I was saying that Chris Brown situation, first of all, there is a separation there, first of all, because they shouldn't even be in the same conversation.
Facts.
But, I was thinking that Chris Brown's situation is much worse because of how bad the beating was. And also because Rihanna didn't beat him up. Like, Christian Rock beats Blueface
up. But she swung first, though. She swung first. And don't get me wrong, I do understand. As a man, and we are 2 times stronger, all right? And obviously, if a woman, if she don't have no, like, actual power behind her punch, you gonna probably just eat that shit or be like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But at the time, probably they was inebriated. There was a lot of context.
I get it. But he beat the fuck out of her.
You're
like,
right, he did.
The point blank period, and I hate to sound insensitive, he beat her up really bad. Like, he literally bit her face. Yeah. He bruised her entire face, blacked her eye, busted her lip. Like, he beat her up.
You ain't got to go that much in detail.
That's what happened.
you don't got to do that.
But no, that's what happened. And I think that Chris Brown, okay, I don't to this day hold you accountable for something like this. Because, it happened. You were young. You deserve to have another chance to learn from your mistakes and move on. It never happened again. So
that's the good
cool.
part.
Cool. Yeah. But you can't sit here and be like, try to make it a race thing. Like, oh, fucking, you see, hold on, where's the white actors he was talking about? Lee, you see fucking Nicolas Cage.
But go back to Tommy Lee real quick, because he was actually in the news for domestic abuse and shit, and also like Kevin Federline, Britney Spears.
But they all held accountable for
the shit that they do. Yeah.
And first of all, it's fire that GIFs can be in Instagram comments now.
Bro, I gotta like get my shit updated.
Yeah, that's pretty fire. I actually need that.
Oh wait, no, I think you can do it on your PC. Well, on the computer. Look right there. Boom. Click that. Can you? Oh
no.
Man, that's some old bullshit.
But especially like what Mel Gibson was one of them, was definitely held accountable. It's like, bro,
Ozzy Osbourne too. Like,
yeah, I hate that he's trying to come out and make it a race thing. I'm sorry, I
feel like this is a last ditch effort or like a Trump card that really failed.
I think so too. I think like, bro, I hate that people are still holding you like account. Well, not necessarily holding you account, but still scolding you for some shit you did when you was like 17.
But at the same time, they look at the younger generation. They're trying to cancel. Remember with the time when they tried to cancel Eminem for his old lyrics because what he was saying against Kim?
Yeah.
Like, bro, that shit came out how many years ago? Like over 10, maybe 15 years ago.
But you gotta
really trying to.
You gotta imagine though, like kids growing up now are bigger fans of Rihanna. Rihanna is a bigger star than Chris Brown and more beloved than Chris Brown from the for the younger generation.
Nah, facts.
So I can understand that perspective where they're like, oh, you beat our favorite, like, person ass?
All right, but at this time, nigga, hop off her dick. She's not, y'all are not getting paid for this shit. Yeah. Like, bro.
It's just like people that, like, get offended because somebody else is racism. Like, it's like somebody had a sombrero in a white neighborhood and people's like,
oh, I don't that's feel like you should wear that. That's cultural appropriation.
He went to a Mexican neighborhood. He's like, oh, yeah, I like it, man.
Yeah, that shit looks pretty good. Yeah. Yes, yes.
We both did terrible fucking Hispanic accents.
Yeah, that shit looks good, Holmes. Like,
that's insensitive.
Like, literally some old white, black-ass Karens and shit trying to...
White, black-ass Karens.
Yeah, literally. White and black-ass Karens. Like, yo, trying to judge and police what this man had on. Like, man, if y'all don't get the fuck on.
But at the end of the day, like, anybody that commits domestic violence needs to be held accountable. I think Chris Brown, you had the worst of the worst situations. And at the end
sadly,
of the day,
yes.
you should be.
I wouldn't say one of the worst, but definitely
it is. Like top, Ray Rice top is 10, like the only 10. Other one.
It was like top five, top 10.
Bro, nah. Like, I think that had to be top three. Like,
but I'm just giving my
Ray Rice was like number two because he
said,
"I'm just trying to
give my nigga Breezy some like breathing room." All right, like, fuck the bullshit.
I mean, it doesn't like I'm not saying that.
I don't support it either. I don't either.
I definitely don't.
Yeah,
support
I'm just like
that.
Yeah.
Because there's been plenty of times where I wanted to hit a nigga. I wanted to put my paws, put the paws on him like fucking little Scrappy, nigga.
I have been there.
Oh, God.
Oh, I have been there.
But I think it just takes some maturity and some patience and sometimes just some restraint in yourself not to do what he did to that extent.
Yeah, true.
But at the end of the day, he was young. I'm not saying that this should be a cloud over his head. I'm just saying that, bro, you got to own up and just move on. Try to move on as best you can.
Facts.
Fans going to say what they're going to say. Fans are wishy-washy anyway, so fuck them.
So why are you even paying attention to them? Well, granted,
they make a career. Yeah, true.
They're a reason why, you know, your bills are getting paid. And
that's true.
The public perception is also a thing.
Yes.
But at the same time, let's all be adults and let's all be human here. All right, stop trying to hold him to a high standard just because he's on a bigger platform than everybody else. He's
exactly.
Still human. Got to pay taxes. When he goes to the bathroom, he whips his dick out and piss like every other man. All right.
Yeah, that's what I hate about fans, though. They hold celebrities to a higher standard than they even hold themselves.
And
I hate that
like,
so much.
Bro, what the fuck? And I think they look at it as, oh, it's because he's just so creative. Oh, I wish I had that. I wish I could do that.
Still bleed red, bro. Like,
thank
it's the
you.
Same shit, nigga. We all human. Just because a nigga talented or a fucking act in movies or play
or
basketball.
Or has a really good or hard work ethic.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's any different than me and you, bro.
That just means you're lazy.
Screw it up.
Like, shit, I can even take accountability for that. Shit, I can admit I'm lazy. I can procrastinate, but I'm still going to make sure shit gets done. Shit. But I'm not going to sit here and look at a celebrity like they're a god just because they're so lyrically talented or some shit. No. Fuck out of here. Because a bullet could take them out just like it could take me out.
All right, so, but Chris Brown said, he said, why do we not attach their domestic violence cases to their lives but attach his domestic violence case to his life?
Because
that's a good question.
Now, I'm going to be completely G with you. With Tommy Lee, his domestic violence is stuck with him. Britney Spears, like I said, stuck. Kevin Federline, stuck with
him. I don't think
him.
Britney Spears is that serious. Nobody really give a fuck that much about female domestic violencing.
Okay, yeah, true. They don't.
That's why Chris Rock is like, they got a show instead of her being canceled.
True, that was out of context because that was when she shaved her head and shit like that.
Yeah, she was kind of going
crazy.
Yeah,
like, yeah, my bad, Miss Spears. But
leave Britney alone. Leave her alone.
Just leave her alone. Stop messing with Britney. That nigga was so cringy. But it was another one.
To be honest, Ray Rice, well, he's black, so
yeah,
it goes against his point. But
no,
like, there's a bunch of
one.
Other ones.
Karen Heard, not Karen Heard, but what's the name?
Amber Heard.
Yeah, Amber Heard. Well, that's kind of recent, but it was an ongoing case.
Bro, first of all, I looked this up months ago because this is the same exact article. I probably won't be able to pull up the same article he just did, but I know what he used to justify this argument of white people don't get held accountable, but black people do it, whatever the fuck he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Is the same article I used to defend Dana White when he slapped his wife. But there's a bunch Hold up.
Yeah, gotta see that. Gotta see that. Celebrity domestic survivors. Shit, even with Mike Tyson, they still try to attach that shit to him. But bro, do you see how much growth this man has done over the years? So like, bro, hop off this man's meat.
That's not what I wanted to go to. Who have been touched by what does that mean?
What? Halle Burr. Christina Aguilera.
Are these victims of domestic violence?
I don't know. But almost most victims of domestic violence are women. These are victims.
Wow.
Dwayne Haskins. He was actually a football player for the Steelers?
Yeah, that's the Steelers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Rangers.
That's not really what I was trying to.
Halle Berry was getting beat? Yo, I really did not know that.
I mean, Halle Berry was getting beat. See, look, bro, look at this, bro. Come on.
Oh, man. You ain't got there,
come on, bro. It popped up. That's not what I want to look for, but it popped up. Now you see it.
Damn.
He beat her. He beat the fuck out of her.
He did.
With one hand, really, because he was driving at the same time. He like.
That's terrible.
And how he bite her and still, like, managed not to crash. Shut the fuck up. Like, bro, like, this nigga is a fucking super nigga.
Damn, she bad as fuck. And she beating your ass?
In July 2021, this is the Dwayne Haskins guy.
That coochie must have been amazing.
And his wife, blah, 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 got into an altercation at Las Vegas Hotel. They were there to renew their wedding vows when they began to argue. She allegedly punched Haskins in the mouth, causing him to lose a tooth. Police were called, and Haskins was taken to the hospital. She was arrested and faced a felony charge of battery and domestic violence, but later it was reported that the couple hashed out the differences and the charges were dismissed, of course. Charlie Sheen. Yeah, we ain't never seen him again.
Like, yo, like, I really never, like, honestly knew he had any. It was probably just outside of my bubble, honestly. Mike Tyson, Robin Givens.
Yeah, of course, it's the most famous case of domestic violence. Jesus. Johnny Depp, where's Amber Heard at, though?
He didn't do it.
No, they both was abusing each other, bro. XXX.
Bro, nah, she was physically abusing him. He was emotionally abusing her.
I mean.
I know. I'm just being an asshole.
It's a very slippery slope.
I say it like that.
Okay, but,
Navy man Rusty Bob Babcock. What? Who the fuck is him? Damn, I sound so ignorant when I
say
that.
Yeah, but let's go ahead and move on from that, though.
Yeah, but
Bro, I don't know why they attach domestic that your case to. Maybe because of the extremity of the domestic violence case. But man, I feel like you lucky to have a career still, my facts. Nigga. So you just need to be grateful for what you got, man.
And just
you a legend. Yes. It's okay, man.
Bro,
they might.
You're on Mount Rushmore, and I'm still not listening to a full album, though.
Yeah, 45 songs.
I'm not doing that. No.
So, yeah, but just be lucky that they didn't fully cancel you already.
It just is what it is, man. Yeah. Look, just ending note, keep your hands off you. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah. Real talk.
Just keep your hands to yourself.
Real talk. Don't. Rihanna holds some accountability in that situation, too. We don't most talk definitely. About that enough.
Yeah, oh, God. Because it's like, bro, if you put your hands on me, you're liable to get whatever the fuck you get. Like, that's just real shit. And these hands are pansexual, all right? They go for everybody.
I just feel like. We do so much more damage, bro. Yeah, like I seen a video like, where
no
a female,
there, there's nobody
a
like
referee?
This. Not literally a referee, nigga. But I'm just saying somebody like break up the fight or something like that. Like it can get really deadly, like women bro, or men.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. First of all,
that's
course.
I'm just saying that. Being
but we
like,
do so much more damage that if we hit her twice, well, her face is fucked up.
Oh like, yeah, most
like
most
I seen a female. I seen a female go like this easy. To a man's face, and he just like boom, 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 boom. Nigga, he hit her one time, she flew away. Like literally,
that's so not
like
funny.
she literally disappeared out the frame. Like he literally hit her so hard that she just fucking flew out the frame, and she hit him like 20 times.
Oh God, that's
she
funny.
Bro, she dead ass hit him 20 times, and he said bing, and she's like wee, wee,
wee. She got jazzed. Damn. Well, look, because I'm not making fun of that, but that just sounds hilarious.
Hey, keep your hands to yourself.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody needs to hold accountability. I don't care if you're man or woman.
Go to therapy. Get some emotional intelligence, emotional maturity, so you can actually talk about conversations. Well, have conversations to actually, like, move forward, because, nah, don't put your hands on nobody.
But moving on, though, Michael Blackson builds a school in his home country of Ghana that will open this month. So that's an honorable mention for Michael Blackson.
Let's go, Madasaka. Let's go.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. He does big things and that's not talked about enough.
Him
so I was happy
Akon,
to see
him, bro.
Yeah, yeah, Akon.
Like, real shit. Shout out to them Ghanaian brothers, bro. Like, well, they're not Ghanaian.
Yeah.
Just shout out to the Africans, bro. Like, shout out to Africa. Shout out to Ghana. Like, they really actually putting on for the
using this platform to build up his community. I can respect that, man.
And if you think Africa looks like shitty, nah, it looks amazing over there. Like, so serious.
But on a sadder note of a sadder side of things, though, I hate to kind of mention this, but the relevance is that they both are from Ghana. So Ghana,
yeah, I get it, it's a segue.
But a soccer star from Ghana, Christian Atsu, I hope. Oh, I just ran out of fucking space.
I'd be forgetting to delete the
videos. Pause the shit.
I'd be forgetting to delete the.
But yeah, Ghana.
Yeah, so soccer star from. Wait, hold up. Let me just say this. I don't know how long that's been right there, but Michael Blackson.
We already talked about
Michael Blackson built school in his home country of Ghana, so shout out to him. But on the sadder side of things, Ghana's soccer star, Christian Atsu, I hope I pronounced his name right. Sorry if I butchered it, has been found buried under the rubble of his home a few weeks after the earthquakes in Turkey. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because, I mean, it is sad. We didn't talk about the earthquakes in Turkey. Mainly me personally is because, like, I hate when Americans, like, we just put up an Instagram post and it's like, nigga, it doesn't make niggas' families fucking, like, not die or be, like, starving of food because of food shortages because of earthquake. Thanks. Like, it doesn't stop anything. We not helping shit, nigga. We just want to feel like we're helping by putting shit on social media. Yeah. Showing.
But at the same time, it's like, with that, it's a double-edged sword because sometimes the right person can see that and they can actually help. But I feel like
the niggas willing to help are already niggas that's helping besides outside of social media. Like, it's not
that's
gonna
actually
take some,
down there, or at least, like, behind the camera.
Got ties there, something like that. Like, those are niggas that's gonna be helping outside of social media anyway.
But you gotta think about it, like,
just like
if it's not in your bubble. Like, if it wasn't on social media, you wouldn't have known about it. Cause you don't watch the news and I don't watch the news.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, like, I get to a certain extent, but it's a double-edged sword, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just going to get other niggas to post an Instagram post, pray for Turkey. That's all this motherfucking dude.
You know, you need to donate, to find somebody, like, find funds for them. Like, come on. Like,
if you care.
Support the organizations that's actually going out there doing the footwork to help those countries. Like, come on, dude. It's not just sharing it is, that's a good part, but that's not doing really shit virtually. Like,
but yeah, for sure. Condolences for everybody's family in Turkey. We didn't talk. I talked about this on my stream, but we never talked about it on the podcast.
Most definitely. Definitely sending healing energy to Mr. Christian. I'm not going to butcher your last name.
Yeah.
Mr. Christian's family and also his camp and everyone.
In the entire country of Turkey.
And the country of Turkey as well. So, yeah, definitely deep.
Deep dick. Yeah, I'm like, that shit was funny though.
Oh god. But definitely the deepest condolences to
wait, hold up,
Christian and the state of Turkey. Oh no, you good.
Okay. Yeah. So on a brighter,
you want to give them like a moment of silence real quick.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
On a brighter side of things though, on a funnier note, so if you made $90 million for your job. For your warehouse job, let's say that y'all got quotas, y'all fucking beat the fuck out of the quotas, like literally 2x'd the quotas, nigga. What do you think that the job you guys should be awarded as, like, as a warehouse, as the employees?
raise, nigga. Better, better benefits, better insurance. In all honesty, I'm looking at it from actually putting a 401k or a pension towards.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, we're gonna need
employees
like,
or some shit. Like, yeah, I'm looking for something. Y'all doing something for us because we're the ones that made this shit happen.
Yeah, I'm God.
Like, y'all ran it, but guess what? We were the ones that actually doing the work. What the fuck you mean?
Yeah, two, and we talking about blew it out the water too. We not talking about just being expectations. We talking about blowing it out the fucking water. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie. We better put like, man, we better get like a $3-4 raise, my
oh,
nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, something gotta give with that. Like, real talk.
And we get extra vacation time.
On God. On God. Everybody got a free month off.
Yes. Wait, two to three weeks.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna say a month is dragging it. But right, how would you feel if your award was cupcakes? Like, how would you feel if after pushing it through, blowing expectations out of the water, that they was like, you know what, we appreciate y'all making us so much motherfucking money, here's some cupcakes.
I'ma light that bitch up. What? I'ma air that bitch out like it's some fucking Febreze, nigga. What? Oh my mother. I'm coming up there the next day and I'm airing that bitch out. Oh my God. All right.
This stand is not strong enough for you to be doing
that. Stomping and shit. Yeah, my bad. Bro, I'm coming back up there and I'm airing that bitch the fuck out. You got me fucked up.
Yeah,
what?
I ain't
gonna
lie.
Y'all just spit in my face with some fucking cupcakes, nigga. Y'all ain't even give me no Papa John's. Y'all didn't even have the common decency.
Give a nigga a pizza party.
Some Little Caesars or something, bro. Like, bro, some Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
Some fucking cupcakes, nigga.
90 million, bro. So that was a target.
90 million.
They made 90 million in sales for the job.
I'm suing. I don't know how, but I'm gonna find a way. Fuck that. Fuck what? I'm a Charleston White that shit.
Yeah, they made 90 million. But first of all, Charleston White, this nigga, this nigga, because this not on the topics, but this nigga is like really
going
wilding.
In on Mob Ties and the fucking Houston PD
and fucking
in Houston in general
and fucking Chicago niggas. He just sent fucking King Yellow fucking like what the fuck. He's like, man, fuck Wooski, nigga, and yo mama, nigga. I'm like, yo, what the f-? I'm probably gonna have to take that out, actually.
Yo.
Bro, I'm like, damn, why are you... he got
talking like that, bro. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck how many guns you have around you.
Yeah.
They're going to be smoking that Charleston pack.
Why would you want enemies everywhere you go, though?
Yeah, it's going to be putting a Charleston chew. Fuck you talking about.
why would you want to make enemies for everywhere you go? Like, why would you want to do that?
Because he's problematic. Like, I'm sorry. Like, he is. I don't care. He's very problematic. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Besides the social justice shit that he actually does, like the community activist work, the philanthropy work that he does do in the community, I truly wholeheartedly salute you and I commend you for that, because we need more of that in the communities.
No.
But at the same time, you cannot sit here and do half of the nigga shit that you're doing, the cooning and buffooning. Shout out to Puffy. And expect niggas to still take you serious. Nah, bro. It does not work like that.
The biggest problem is that it's completely overshadowing anything good that he wanted to do.
Yeah, and you used to be a Crip, so you used to be a street nigga. Now you being a snitch, bro. I really just realistically speaking, no, I ain't a street nigga. I ain't the hardest. I ain't the gangster and all that good shit. But just because I'm a man of principle, I could not trust you, bro. Like, I could not sit here and like, I don't see how people actually like trust your word. I don't see it.
Besides all that snitching shit, like, yeah. I just don't respect the person that would disrespect people, like, for no reason that he never met. Like,
you don't even know these
and do all this shit for clout when you, like, 50 years old.
Doing it for clout, doing it for reactions and shit like that, seeing who he can get riled up. Like, he's literally an old-ass troll.
Yeah.
And people are entertaining and feeding into it.
It'd be funny sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
It'd be cracking me up sometimes.
Yeah, but for the most part, man, I just, nah, bro.
You can eat a dick.
Basically.
Eat my balls,
you know,
nigga.
Oh, nigga, you can eat a dick.
Yeah.
90 million, though? What would you do?
I mean, ain't nothing you really can do. I just thought it was funny, but in the reality of it is, what the fuck you gonna do? Quit, nigga?
Air that bitch out. Like, I'm going down.
I'm pissed off. I ain't going down, nigga. You going down by yourself, nigga. You better let me know so I don't be there either.
Nigga, nah. You going down too, nigga.
Okay, so next thing in the news, though. They are saying now. Oh, okay. I forgot about the YSL Woody situation. I was actually not about to talk about this.
Wow.
Yeah, I was not about to talk about this. I was about to talk about Andrew Tate situation.
We got to talk about
this. Well, I wasn't going to talk about this next. I was going to talk about the Andrew Tate situation. Oh. But I clicked on it, so I'm like, oh, yeah, we is talking about this. But is it not on here?
No. Wait, right there.
Yeah, so all right, there ain't no context. Yeah. So new footage comes out, right, of YSL Woody
He looked like a snitch.
Nigga, so interrogation footage come out of him snitching on both Young Thug and fucking YFN Lucci. I don't know if anybody forgot, but YFN Lucci has been locked up for a really long time now.
You're
actually
disgusting. He's been locked up like a little less time than Rallo at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I know Rallo has been locked up
way longer. Yeah, for sure.
Free that boy, Rallo.
I need more context. Where do I put the context? Well, Poetic Flacco is like, nah, a CI for 11 years is crazy.
Oh, like, yeah, because they actually did it. He was like, in the 11 years of us knowing you, have we ever let anything go?
Oh, shit.
Bro, like, I
damn,
yes.
You've been snitching for that long?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Bro, look, that just goes to show. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he going that just go, and it's still Free Thug, even though I know he's not coming out.
But look, down like a motherfucker,
and I fuck with Thugger, motherfucker, all right? But at the same time, bro, that just goes to show you young cats need to watch who the fuck you around, all right? I don't even fuck with you like that,
Sean. Oh, yes, you do, bro.
All right. But not for real. It be your own niggas, bro. And it be the people that you think is so cold, so cool, and all that good shit. It is called self-preservation. They're going to look out for self.
Oh, God. What's going to happen to me?
Bro, just like BMF, look at B-Mick.
Nigga, just like anything involving gangs or drugs, like, nigga. Just like Snowfall, nigga.
Like, bro. But the sad part is, it's like, they're like Thug, he's the type of person where he literally will give you anything and everything, and you just fold on this man.
But then
ain't gonna lie, I really feel like that is disrespectful.
I mean,
that's unloyal.
Niggas mistake, like, because I think, nigga, nobody ever commented on this. I'm just projecting. Yeah. But I think when I say I don't mind snitching, don't mean that I don't think it's dishonorable or disrespectful. Because it's, first of all, Young Thug is the only reason why you Woody or whatever the fuck, nigga. Like,
literally.
So it's like biting the hand that feeds you, nigga. You was down with this shit up until it got bad. Or, well, shit, really, he been snitching since it started.
Yeah, so it's,
he
like,
wasn't
if
down
y'all
with
really,
shit.
Look, if y'all really want to come for anybody, come for that nigga and leave Gunna alone, all right? He said, yes, ma'am, but this nigga's been telling for 11 years,
yeah,
writing
statements
and cooperating.
Since Young Slime Life allegedly started.
Yeah.
So, this nigga ain't never been down with the shit. He been snitching since day one.
Yeah, so, yeah, get the fuck off Gunna's meat. Not
I think the
real
reason why I don't have context is because I'm like, damn, what else is new with the streets? Like, niggas snitching. what else new? We've been talking about snitching for like 5-6 weeks now.
Yes, it's like a never ending, like, it's a running joke.
Like, yeah.
Like a running fucking topic and shit, because it's like, yo, the streets dead ass is watered down. All right.
I'm
don't
like, bro,
think
like,
you
what's
really
new?
Have. Bro, if this is not the fucking early 80s, early 90s, this is not that. All right.
Young you niggas can go is, back further than that, even the 60s. Like,
thank you.
Well,
like,
no, mafia niggas are snitching on each other.
Yeah, most definitely. You definitely right.
Yeah, they're snitching on each other like a mafia.
So it's like, bro, you got to look at it like this. There's no love, no real loyalty in the streets.
Is Poetic Flacco really 6'9"?
Fuck no.
Why his main page say that?
No, that nigga just like
Timothy. That's cringe as fuck. All right,
I'm so glad I never put that in my bio.
But I think you can look at the mafia situation and look at it like, well,
Costa Nostra.
When there's corruption, it's always built to have people that's gonna fold in the end.
Like, yeah, it's just always like that. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Exactly. So, hey, I'm not really surprised about this.
Oh, at all.
Yeah, at I mean, all. Everybody snitching. I'm sorry for Young Thug, because I bet he really thought this boy's going to stay down.
Bro, he put all you niggas on his back, and y'all... Yeah. Wait, you know what? Hold on.
But niggas snitching in the YF and Lucci situation, too. We don't talk about that enough.
You know what? You're right, because it's not publicized. That's
true,
why.
True that.
Like, real shit, but we all know that niggas is going to snitch. They're not built for this shit, all right? They're built for the glam, the life, what goes on outside, or by, like, if you can get away with the shit.
I think being built for this is a cope in the first place, nigga. Like, because it's like, you literally coping with trauma.
Nah, okay,
like, this is not some shit you're supposed to be built for. You're not supposed to be built for a traumatic experience and fucking drug deals and shit. This is not normal, nigga.
Waiting homeboys and partners just dying
next to you. Like, you're not supposed to be built for that. Y'all coping with trauma, like, nigga really just not built like me. No, nigga, you're coping. Like, nigga, see a therapist, nigga.
Yeah, you hate it.
Like, this shit ain't cool, nigga. You like, every time you in the
looking like dark and shit.
You don't got looking around because you don't know when somebody gonna fire off, nigga. Like, you just don't know. Like, bruh. I hate niggas, bro.
I don't always want to look over my shoulder everywhere I go. All right.
Oh, God.
Like, real spiel.
Oh, God, bro. Oh, God. But, yeah, man. Look, damn.
Yeah.
Thug going down. Sad story.
Yeah. Just to wrap that up. Yeah. Watch the people around you. All right. Because
keep them squares up out your circle.
Some shit.
I typed in Andrew Rate. So Andrew Tate has allegedly been framed.
What?
According to the Red Pill community.
What?
Okay, real talk.
Yeah.
But okay, so we gonna read these together, because when I initially read it, I skimmed through it. I'm like, it don't really look like they framed him. All right, but
yeah, I got you.
We gonna have to read through them together. So
what the fuck? Oh, now I gotta.
So this is like leaked WhatsApp messages, I believe. First of all,
this is gonna be long.
Andrew Tate probably got some ties, because how the fuck he pulled this off? But
yeah, he got long money.
Yeah, real talk. But yeah, these leaked WhatsApp messages. So starting from the top.
For sure, what we have to do. I'm dying inside.
You can't read. It says we have to.
Oh.
It said what we have to do.
Okay, like, you read a line. I'm gonna just read bear.
Okay, for sure we have to. You're a bear. That's how it was in school though. Like, niggas be forgetting what it is.
Okay. I'm dying inside.
Oh,
yeah, nigga.
Let's email Netflix ASAP.
Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Dear Hulu, Amazon Prime. Ooh, okay, it's bear again.
Oh, look, I know you don't believe I can handle this, but I can. I'm not concerned. Tristan doesn't really care if I leave. Going because we've made the brothers believe we are in love. They think we will run back.
Oh, that's bear again.
Oh, main concern are coming from things some girls are saying.
First of all, nigga, bear is literally like the rest of these.
Yeah, like, god damn, nigga, I chose the wrong person.
You got to read like 30 lines from bear.
I chose the wrong nigga. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay, I'll read some of this too.
Yeah, I don't think they care if we're trying to leave anyways, which is why I feel okay. I will make the call
and do the right thing in the situation. Right now, we both want to be in London. Some other woman in the chat types in some weird code thing. Yeah. Bear says,
listen to the voice message.
she can't listen to the voice message. The other woman says go to London, but why have all the American embassy on alert? You are causing a major
upheaval
because the Marines and all the American squad is on the go now. Fuck it, Emma. Fuck it. What?
What? Babe, you called. I didn't. I want to leave to London. You called. That's on you. I'll tell them to come on Tuesday when we leave. They can see everything. If you stop me from going to London, expect me to disappear. What the fuck, nigga? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm so confused right now. Hold on.
Like, what, nigga?
I gotta sit up for this shit. Like, how dare you put me in this danger like that? You called me, not me. No, go to hell, Emma. You are arrogant and ignorance and bullshit. Go up to Whoop Whoop Land or Bangkok or Bora Bora. Who is stopping you. The American embassy is on alert. Shame on you. That's your fault. Thanks.
Okay, there's another.
Bro, what the fuck is...
Yeah, this don't prove anything. Like, but let's keep reading because I want to make sure that we're on the same page. Okay, so this is 2 days after the first raid.
You good?
You are a good actress. True.
I practice.
Perfecto. Huh? Just play it cool. Got it. Like you don't know anything. Play dumb. I'm going to pull some tears. I'm going to pull some tears out.
Huh?
And play. Wait, what? And play dumb. Good advice. Thank you, babe. One day before the first raid, we are good. We are good though. We good. We need a fucking Oscar. Oh shit.
Let's go.
Let's go? Question mark. Question mark. Question mark.
Question mark. Let's just go play it cool. And I changed my name, so I will not start with... It will not start with an A. LOL, got it. Yeah, I told you just to be, like, saying a nice message that we are hurt or shit. I like that, and that we do love them, but just don't like the situation. What the fuck, nigga? So they will not think we are really against them, you know? Yeah, that's smart. Play the victim. I mean, but are you, but are, ah.
But I
are,
mean, we are, but like, yeah, act like we still love them and stuff.
Ha ha ha. I mean, we are. Wait, what? What the fuck is going on? Hey, and before y'all get in the comments and think I'm fucking retarded because I can't read all this shit, it's very small.
Okay? And it got like fucking, it got these watermarks on it and shit.
It's very like close together. It's hard. It's not double spaced. All right.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then she's at. I mean, we are. Wait. Wait, what? like wait. Okay, this is not funny. This is not funny. Tomorrow we should wear makeup and sunglasses so nobody really notices what we look like or who we are.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess. LOL. We are writing the movie ASAP. Yep. So, does this look like they like banded together to allow him?
Bro, what that nigga Kevin Gates. What that nigga Kevin Samuels said? RIP. Can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up.
I think Aiden Ross just went in on his stream when he was like, man, if them bitches straight up lied on him, he was going in. He's like, if them bitches straight up lied on him, they need to be in prison for life. And first of all, I do agree with that because they try to hit him with some serious charges. This can take down any man's career. But to me, this
just goes back to do not believe all women.
I mean, this doesn't necessarily prove anything. Like, the context is still left the fuck out. So, if this is supposed to help his case, I don't think it is.
I just feel people need to do their due diligence and research before they just, you know, or at least in an investigation before they start making
fucking talking out their ass,
like
yeah.
That. Like, honestly, y'all have to understand, with people that have a platform or at least have a persona online to where they have basically a voice... You could really fuck that up with two things, all right? Like domestic violence and fucking pedophilia or anything of that sort, or like
sexual assault, anything.
Yeah, like that. Anything like among that realm, can definitely take anybody's career away. That's their bread and butter, or at least another form of income for them. even though, granted, we all understand that with Andrew Tate, his income wasn't really coming from social media. It was coming from other people's shit. Like, they were just like, yeah. The
casinos.
They were sharing his clips and shit, yeah. But he never had an official account.
His little fucking, what is it? Something University, Hustlers University.
Yeah, that shit too. And also, yeah, he had a casino and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So he already had long money.
He was getting money outside of his YouTube social media shit.
Yeah, honestly. And he was a fighter too.
Yeah, which, well, granted, that wasn't that much.
I do feel like
money.
That was like weak as hell, but still.
He wasn't getting that much money from that either. He admitted to that.
Yeah, so just realistically, yeah, I do not believe the allegations that are coming out, especially since we have that in context, even though I still don't get it, the context.
I don't get it. The context left out. It don't really make sense to me. But I can say that if he didn't do it, and if they are lying, I do think there need to be charges or something, some repercussions definitely. For them. But I don't think this necessarily is the thing that's going to disprove it. But moving on, though, Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia fight is finalized for April 15th. What are your predictions? The fight is finally happening. We're finally seeing the best of the best.
I'm
against the best
going
of the best.
To keep it a whole bean with you. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a hard pick.
I can't, because it's like, one, Ryan, he's fast as fuck, and he has power.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Tank... That nigga built different.
His defensive ability is I think.
And didn't he train with Floyd?
Yeah. He's under Floyd's camp, I believe.
Ooh.
The money team, but I think Tank's defense is much better than Ryan Garcia's. Even though we haven't got to see much of Ryan Garcia's defense, we've seen it almost kind of fail. I forgot who he fought, but he got caught with a...
His offense is good, though.
His offense is good, but his defense is not as good as Tank's, I think. I think Tank's head movement and mobility with his feet is much better than Ryan Garcia's. Ryan Garcia has that good-ass fucking lead hook, though, that's super fast and snappy. Like,
I'ma just keep it a bean.
He's not got so many niggas with that.
Davis is on the money team. I definitely got my money on him. I'm gonna just keep it a bean, because it's like, yo, if you come out of Mayweather's camp and you lose, do you know how much stain that's gonna put on Mayweather's name in his training camp?
I don't think so. It's not
I feel like it would, because he's one of the greatest, top tier, Mount Rushmore goats of all time. All right.
It's not his dad training
this nigga. It's actually Floyd training this nigga.
So?
It would be more serious if it was like a title fight. Like, yeah.
If Islam Makhachev loses, does that put a stain on Khabib?
Yeah.
I don't think so at all. Khabib still is a great.
Like, I'm not saying on Khabib or on Mayweather, like, personally. I'm saying on the training camp.
I mean, first of all, I think there's probably not undefeated fighters on the money team anyway, depending on how big their roster is. Gervonta Davis just might be the most known nigga.
True.
He might got a big roster of fighters that already took ills.
Nah, you got a point on that.
At the end of the day, it's just depending on a person. Like, everybody can't be Floyd. Floyd is the nigga. So if Gervonta Davis loses, it's just like, okay, it wasn't meant to be.
What if this nigga still whooping his asses at 50?
He probably is. He probably is going to be whooping niggas' ass at 50. Because
he work out every day.
Hey, bro, he's so fast still. Still to this day. This nigga's so fast.
God, his senses has not dropped, like, at all. He still, like, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, just works out consistently.
And buys cars.
Yes. and gambles a lot.
We do have to mention this. I wish I mentioned it earlier.
Damn, 78, though?
Yeah, he was 78. We do want to say rest in peace to Richard Belzer, a.k.a. John Munch from Law & Order SVU. He has passed away at age 78.
Damn, definitely sending condolences to his family.
SVU definitely was one of my favorite shows. Most definitely. I always fuck with
Olivia.
Stuff like that. But yeah, I was gonna say something much darker, but Law and Order in general.
We don't keep it light.
So I definitely remember his character and grown to love his character over the years. So definitely want to say rest in peace, even though he seemed old for a really long time.
Yeah, like,
that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to say
how white people age.
All right, let's.
No racial, because it's like, look at.
All right, let's shut the fuck up. Yeah, we're gonna get dark. So, Last thing on my list of topics, I don't know if you have anything extra you want to talk about.
Nah, I really gotta like hit the John real quick.
Hit the John. well, fucking go hit the John, nigga. Like,
let me tell me what to do, nigga.
Hey, we gotta make this music. And then we gotta get the studio, B. Like, well, okay, I fucked it up.
My name is RZA.
Yo. That shit's tight. Like, nigga, shut up. Like, nigga, fucking terrible acting skills. Yo, God, nigga, you open that door. I'm like, shit.
You smell that shit.
Damn. Oh, God, that shit smell good as fuck, boy.
I'm probably
going to
make me some. I'm probably
going to
make me some garlic Alfredo when I get to the house.
Yeah, nigga, when you open that door, nigga, my mouth start watering.
Oh, Jesus.
Tommy Fury is not good at boxing, real talk. I think Jake Paul about to beat his ass.
Wait, Tommy Fury, is that like Tyson Fury's like cousin, nephew? This is
his brother.
Shit?
His younger brother, yeah. He's not that good, bro. Tyson
got better form than him.
Yeah, but he is like big. Yeah, he's so long. Buff. Like he got long ass arms.
I will do it for you.
But
Let me do it for you.
Okay, so last thing on my list of topics. Would you rather be able to see 100 years in the future to see how it will be? Or would you rather, and first of all, my bad. I kind of butchered this delivery on this. But shout out to the podcast that I stole this from. Okay. Even though I didn't necessarily stole it from, I put my twist on it. But shout out to y'all. but would you rather be able to see 100 years in the future to see how it will be? Or would you rather see 100 years in the past to see how it was?
Nick, what? I'm definitely looking in the future.
You want to look in the future?
Yes.
Damn, bro. Why would you want to see the future? What if you don't like it? Okay, like at least when you go in the past, you know that okay, we're at this civilization now. Like, but in the wait, you gonna change the future, nigga? Hold on, backtrack, nigga. No, you're not. Nigga.
Oh, you're saying, oh, if you could travel, like,
not like if you could just put on some glasses and see how the society would be in like 100 years or so.
Oh,
or glasses that would make you see 100 years in the past. I personally would rather see 100 years in the past, just because.
I definitely want to see the future.
I'm scared of the future, like. Shit, what if it's just blind because you died?
Shit, that's like, what I need to see. Like, what happened?
Well, in 100 years, you're going to be dead anyway.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. But
at least I just want to have a long life. Shit, that's all that matters at the end of the day, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's scary. But what if it's like the civilization is like, economy is destroyed, like, everybody's homeless?
If it's like that, like you get to see it. I'm going to be like, damn, bro.
But what, you don't what know what it's going to be.
What was the point?
You don't know what it's gonna be like. Like at least with the past, you know what to expect. At least like maybe it'd be a little bit of indiscrepancies with the history that we learned, but we know exactly what to expect in the future. But you don't know what to expect. And then once you go back to reality, you got to think about like, damn, bro, I'm about to live this whole life to get to that. My kid's gonna be living in that society that's destroyed and shit. Like, that's scary as fuck.
I ain't gonna lie. If I can see it and actually, like, make a change, I'm definitely gonna do that. All right.
Yeah, probably, like, have to move to Canada or something.
Fuck it, move to Liberia or Japan or some shit. Ghana. Get you some Blackanese.
They barely have any crime at all, though.
I still would not move up there. They're too petty.
Shit, we nigga, we too petty.
Nah. Well, you know what? Like, everybody petty.
Oh God, Russia too petty. You see what they did with fucking Brittany Griner? Petty as hell for that. Like, she ain't had no actual herb.
I'm moving to London. Years. Fuck that. I'm just moving to London. They love us over there. Yeah, real right. talk. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, nah, for real. All right. But also,
what's crazy?
Go ahead. Holly Savage? Wait, Harry Savage? I definitely got to get that game, bro. Yeah,
Hogwarts Legacy looked pretty. Look.
Yes, I have to get that shit. Yeah, it looked pretty fine.
Yeah, that's a cop. Oh, shit. Brisket, smoked mac and cheese? All right.
Yeah, you tweaking with me, bro.
Let's get off that. But, yeah, man, that's all I had in my topics. I appreciate y'all. You got another one?
Yeah, I got at least one more. Like, bro, Georgia man arrested for licking the feet of a 7-year-old boy in an urban air adventure park last month. It's not funny, but it's like, what the fuck? I got so many questions. All right, so the report reads, a man in Georgia was arrested after authorities said he tickled and licked.
This nigga's from Georgia too. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what really like made me mad. I'm gonna be a whole bean. I like not for real, but tickled and licked a 7-year-old boy's feet in an indoor adventure park. Oh my God.
He tickled and licked.
Yes, a 7-year-old. Like, what is wrong with you? You gross motherfucker. Like, oh my God. That's some sick shit. I'm going to be honest with you. That is some sick shit. All right.
What the fuck?
Like, dog? You know where that little nigga feet been? Like, that is some sick shit.
I mean, it's sick because it's nigga. Not your kid and you licking and tickling their feet. Like, not because it's dirty, though.
No. Like, I'm just throwing that in there just for sanitary reasons, like, nigga.
Like, it's just sick all like around.
That, nigga, obviously. Like, bro, that's petty. That's pedo. All right. That's the pedo as fuck. All right, but the Richmond County Sheriff's Office said Kerry Rollins, 26, was arrested on Wednesday for licking an unknown child's feet on January 14th at Urban Air Adventure Park. Deputies say the boy's guardian told them Rollins approached the boy in a fenced-in play area. The victim said Rollins tickled his feet and asked the boy to remove his socks, then licked both of his feet. The business owner said Rollins was unaccompanied in the building and the incident occurred. However, the deputy said Rollins told him that he was originally at the adventure park with his family, who had already left him before.
All right, bro.
They abandoned this nigga.
Yeah. They realize that this nigga can't be saved. Yeah,
he is like, you know what? We don't need you.
You're lost cause, my brother.
Yeah, I'm mad. According to jail records, Rollins is charged with a non-aggravated child molestation. Bruh. I still got so many questions, okay? I got too many questions. Like, why?
Well, okay, so he's obviously a pedo.
Obviously.
First things first, he's definitely a pedo. There's no question about that.
You deserved your dick chopped off, sir.
Yeah, he's clearly a pedo, so that's why he did it. It's crazy he went to this extreme lengths of doing it. He literally broke into a gated park where kids are at. And basically captured a kid and told him to take his socks off so he can tickle and lick him. Like, that's just really like extreme lengths. But I mean, this is really sickening, and it's crazy because
disgusting.
Let me not say that because we're gonna go dark. But I just say, man, if you're a parent, you gotta watch out. Like,
not for real.
Sex offenders are public record. You can look it up. I know it's still not indicative on all the sex offenders. Is sex offenders fundy or something?
Not as big. Fuck yeah. I hope y'all don't think I was laughing.
Oh God, because I ain't gonna lie. I was like, well, I'm about to make a clip out of this because it seemed like you bust out laughing. I turned my head slowly, like, Nigga, that was funny. I'm like, nigga, that was funny.
Bruh, like, yo, dead ass. This shit hit me in like the second pipe. Oh god.
But no, this is definitely some sick shit.
Facts.
But you can look at it. Is not the sex offender list is not indicative of all sex offenders.
I'm not gonna cap it. This is really weird. I usually see white people doing this shit. I don't see a lot of black people doing it.
And it happens.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying being brought to the forefront. Okay. Like,
I guess because it's a stereotype on white people to be doing certain things.
Look at the Catch a Predator.
Even like incest and stuff. 95%
of that shit was white people.
I mean, for sure. But first of all, that shit, like, them niggas targeted niggas, bro. Like, even though they were pedophiles, they targeted. Yeah, they definitely entrapped niggas. Let's be honest. Even though they were pedophiles, I don't feel bad for them, but they was entrapping niggas.
By far.
Yeah.
In the legal system, certain shit just.
But that's, I hate that stain though, because in reality, sex offenders don't have a color. They're every single race has sex offenders in them. Facts. It's not just because somebody's black that he can't be a sex offender. Like, facts. For sure, there's still black niggas out here molesting their daughters. For sure, you're right. Molesting their nieces. You get it. Like, they still out here. But there's also last thing, I guess. There's this 24-year-old girl, I believe that was her age. I don't have the article up because I wasn't planning on talking about it. But there was this fucking nigga that caught her in at the apartment at the gym. Gym. He tried to
and she beat the shit out that. Well, she didn't beat the shit out of him. Yeah, nah,
but she fought him off. Yeah,
she defended herself really well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was some weird shit too.
So glad you made it out alive, sweetheart.
So situations like this, this why I feel like. No, it's not bad. I guess that's not the word I'm looking for, but I feel sympathy for being a woman and niggas being weird in that aspect.
Yeah, it definitely makes you understand from their perspective.
This weirdo shit they be talking about, like, niggas doing, like, it's like, okay, it's not just them saying like, all men are predators. They be dealing with motherfucking predators. Real talk.
But we're not all men.
I just know at this point. When anybody say all men or all women, we don't really mean that. We just mean all the men and women in our lives personally. That's all we mean.
Yeah, like, we're not talking about generally. People that we've encountered.
We're not talking about generally at all.
It's never really that serious.
Yeah. I hate that we have to defend it and be like, oh, no, not all women. Or, oh, no, not all men. It's like, bro, we know. That's not the truth. Nobody really believes that.
It's a nuance, all right? Like,
yeah,
bro,
just get over it, bro. But, yeah, that's all I got, man. Shout out to her. For fighting him off.
Yes, most definitely.
And that nigga, a weird ass nigga. He got locked up, I believe. So, you know, kudos to the police for finally handling something correctly.
Oh god. It was only because she was a bad bitch. That's it.
She was bad.
She was.
She was bad.
Yeah.
That does not excuse his behavior.
Yeah, at all. At fucking all.
For the record.
At fucking all.
Because, you know, you get it. Yeah. But thank y'all for tuning in, man. Of course. Short story long family to y'all. We appreciate y'all. For tuning into our episodes, sticking with us with this slow type of video schedule we got going on. Really slow type of video schedule we got going on.
Yeah, look, shit's been going on. It's real life that we got to deal with outside of being content creators. So,
hey,
we apologize. Oh, and also for, like, any videos that will be uploaded, like, later or anything like that. Hey, like I said, we got real life shit going on outside of here. So, we're still going to...
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't know why.
But we'll still pump out those videos so y'all can at least see them. But you just gotta give us some time, man. Definitely.
Fat man scoop.
Oh god. But it's been your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, the Planny Player, and the Pimp Slayer. Yeah.
It's been your boy Nate and
no homo.
The Pimp Slayer.
Because I'm just shing.
Hey, you ain't clean behind your ears, nigga.
You smell my ears, nigga.
All right, yeah.
But we gone.